You hold Madab Chov Gimel Omer Aleph here on top. Here the Mishnah says, Hamakdish Nechosef, somebody's Makdish is property. For Yisraelov Ksubasisha. He also has a wife that if he ever gives her a get, he'll have to pay her a Ksuba. So, but first he was Makdish all his property. So Rablezer says, Kishir Garshenu, if he gives his wife a get now, Salachar is Yidur Hano. We have to make sure that he's doing it because he wants to give her a get and not be afraid of Kanunya that maybe he was Makdish's Nechosim. So he wants to give his wife a get, his wife will be able to collect the money from Hegdish because the amount of the Ksuba really wasn't Hegdish. So she'll be able to collect the Ksuba and take it back. We have to be afraid, like Rashi says, maybe after that the husband will marry back his wife. He's only making a trick between the two of them to get some property away from Hegdish. So therefore, when the person gives his wife a get, is yidur hano. We have to make sure it makes a net that he'll never remarry her. That it really means to give her a get. Rabbi Yeshua Menor, Yeshua holds, ain't it tzorich? We don't have to. You don't have to force the husband to make a net that he won't remarry her. We're not afraid. It's enough to let him give his wife a get. And then she'll be able to take up her nechosim. She'll be able to take the value of the ksuba from this nechosim. Ki yaitzev adavra, similar cases. Amar Shimon Gamliel. Afa oriv liisha biksubasa. Let's say a person was a guarantee for the wife to pay the ksuba. When they first got married, so there was an oriv there to say, in case the husband can't pay the ksuba, he'll pay the ksuba. So the husband knows that if he can't pay the ksuba, this other person will pay it for him. For yabailo megarsha, and now all of a sudden the husband gives his wife a get. So again, we have to be afraid, maybe the reason why the husband is doing it, that she'll be able to collect the ksuba from this other person, and then they'll remarry again, and they'll share the money like. So the same thing, yadirenu hano, they have to make a neder not to have a no from one another. And there's another, he won't be able to remarry you anymore. Because otherwise, shem yasek kanunya, we're afraid al nechosim shalzeh, v'yachzer esishtoi, we have to be afraid maybe they're making a trick between the two of them, that the reason why the husband is giving his wife a get, so that she'll be able to collect the ksuba from this orif, and then after she gets the money, they'll go and remarry. See, we're also afraid for that, therefore we make it tonight like the husband could only give his wife a get, or collect, she's going to collect the ksuba, if he makes a neder, he'll never remarry her. So Morris says, well, Mike, if you what's the machlokes, then Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua. Reb Lezer said, yes, even though it's a question of Hegdish, she was Makdish's fields, still we're afraid maybe the person will make a trick and want to get property away from Hegdish, that's why he's giving his wife a get. But really he'll remarry her later. Rabbi Yeshua Sava, no. No, since you're talking about Hegdish, take it properly, he holds that's a sort of person will not make a trick against Hegdish. So the verse says, if that's true, v'yelohor diyom Rav Huna. Not that Rav Huna said, that shchiv meira shehegdish kol nechosef, or shchiv meira person that's about to die, or a sick person, if he's makdish all nechosim, the yom and after he says that, then after he's makdish is nechosim, then he says, money leploini biyodish, no, I owe somebody money. And the pshat is now that we take back $100 from Hegdish, and we pay that person. So if Huna says nemo, we believe the person. So the Huna question is, why do we believe him? Why aren't we afraid of Kanunya? Maybe the person's only lying now to get the money back from Hegdish. So Nevhuna says, as far as Chazoka, ein oisa, should be ein odem oisa, Kanunya ala Hegdish. A person doesn't make a trick against Hegdish. That's what Nevhuna's svara. So Chulig Mor says, Lemek atano yom l'shmaite. Chulig only saying it according to Rabbi Yeshua, but not according to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer holds that a person wouldn't make a trick against Hegdish. It's not saying according to everybody. So Mor says, loy, could be no. Rav Huna says according to everybody. It's like this. Ad kam loy pligi ala babori. Where is the machlokes now? Mishnah, if the person's a healthy person, so then he's going to make a trick against Hegdish that he himself will be able to enjoy the property. Avu v'shchimra, but the person's about to die, then divri hakol einod the moise kanun ala Hegdish. Then that's Rav Huna's svara. And since the person's going to die anyway, so now that he wakes up and says he owes somebody money, and Hegdish is going to pay that person the money, the person will not make a trick to do this. My time, what's the reason? A person won't do a chet if he doesn't gain from it. If he's not going to gain from the deal, why should he do this chet-like? So we're the guys healthy, by the case of the Mishnah, where he'll share the property with his wife, we're afraid he'll do this trick. Over here, the person's going to die, just on to give somebody else money to take away from Hegdish, that we're not afraid he'll do. Sefer Afuna by Yishchim Ra goes according to everybody. Ikadiyami, someone said like this, Bibori, if the person is healthy, the kuliyam aloi pligi, diyodim oisekunun ala Hegdish. Could be everybody agrees that when the person is healthy, we are afraid he'll make a trick against Hegdish. So what's Pshat in the Mishnah then? Why does Yeshua say we don't make him swear to his wife he won't remarry her? So what's the machlokes then? So again, so let Rav Huna, it's good. By Yeshchim Ra, everybody agrees, we're not afraid he'll make a trick. But if the person is healthy, then we are afraid he'll make a trick to take the money away from Hegdish. If so, why in our Mishnah does Yeshua say you don't have to make the neder? The Pshat is, Barocha ben neder shehudu barabim kamiflagi. Here it's a shadow that does this neder work altogether, that he won't be able to make for it later. It's a neder that's made by Rabbim, means in front of a lot of people. That mas sovi yesh to hefora, the pshat from Rabbi Yeshua is, he holds, it does not help, because even though he makes the neder, he won't remarry his wife. Barabim, but still the lachar is, he could be mata that neder, so therefore it doesn't help to make the neder, he'll be mata the neder later anyway. Well, mas sovi, Reb Lezolds, no, Eloi HaFor, there's no way he could be matter that neder, so therefore we tell him he has to make this neder that he can't remarry his wife, then we're not afraid he's making a trick here. But it could be, even if Yeshua holds, we are afraid, just we can't do anything. The boy said another pshat would be like this, the kuliyama could be both of them agree that neder should do barabim yeshle HaFor. Stam a neder that was done barabim, that's not enough, that's not strong enough. Later the husband comes with a complaint, with a Pesach, he could be matter the neder. For Ochel, where's the Machlokes now? Mishnah, b'neder shehudur al das rabim. Where the neder was made al das rabim. Rashi says, shoyim yom loy nedor, where the rabim tells him to make a neder. Here's the Machlokes of Miflagi. Here's the Machlokes, that on this Rabbi Lezer holds, there's no hafara. Therefore we make the husband make this type of a neder not to be able to remarry back his wife. And if Yeshua holds, no, even this neder also bears a heter to it. So Mura says, this true like, if so, the Elohod Yom Rameim, that Rameim says, neder shehudu barabim, a neder that was done barabim, yesh lo yafor. Erech Nami, that neder, you could be matter. But Adas Rabim was done because the Rabim told him to do it. It was done, Adas, that's a stronger neder. Ein lo yafor, doesn't have a forer. So suddenly, we're coming out now, Leim, let's say, Ketanoi Yom Lishmaito. He's saying according to Machlokes Tanoim, like it's only Reb Lezer that holds that Svara. We're saying according to Reb Yeshua, a neder shehudu, even Adas Rabim, is Yeshla Yafara. So that's one question. Secondly, Reb Yeshua Aima Einet Tzorach. Reb Yeshua, the Mishnah says, Einet Tzorach, we do not have to make the husband make the neder. So the way we're learning right now, really he should have to. But the pshat is, Einet Moyumi Boyle. The Mishnah should have said it doesn't help. Not that you don't have to. Really, you would have to. We're saying now, Rabbi Yeshua holds, a person would also make kenunya, make a trick against Hegdish. Just, it doesn't help to make this neder. So the Mishnah should have said a lashon of Ein Moyel Mi Boyel. That's what the Mishnah should have said. So verses rather, Elo rather, what's the machlokes in our Mishnah? Hocho b'sheilo de Hegdish k'miflagi. I tell everybody that agrees that by a bari, we should be afraid that the person is going to make a kenunya against Hegdish. And therefore, when everybody holds, if you make a neder al das rabim, you cannot be matarit. Says so. Why does your Yeshua hold? You don't have to make this neder. When you makdish something, and then you want to be sure you have charot, you makdish it. You want to take away the whole neder, take away the whole hegdish. That's the machlokes. The most of what Tanim learned in the Chusrash says is the proof that ha makdish nechos. Let's say somebody was makdish all his property. And then he had a ksuba sisha, he owed his wife a ksuba. So Reb Lezer Weimer, Kishu Megarish, when he gives his wife a get, is either or no, he has to make a neder not to remarry her back again. Because otherwise, we're afraid he's doing it for kanunya. Mishu Weimer and Tzarech, he doesn't have to. Now, V'yom Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, Hein Hein Divri Be Shammai, Hein Hein Divri Be Tzillel. Means this machlekes Reb Lezer and Mishua is told in the machlekes between Be Shammai and Be Tzillel. Shebashamay holds the svar is Hegdish, Toyas Hegdish. If you mark this something, even though it's a mistake, still the Hegdish is Chal. That's the Mishnah in Nozirim. If somebody's Makdish and says the first thing that comes out of the house, if it's a black animal, it should be Hegdish. So Lachar is, even though it's a white one that comes out, still it's Hegdish. There's a Churm of Hegdish, it's always Chal. Well, they still learn him, no, Hegdish Toyas and Hegdish. If you Makdish something by mistake, the Hegdish is not Chal. So therefore, it's like this, Rashi explains, that according to Beis Hillel, if you Makdish the Nechosim, and later you have Charata you did, you could be Shul, you could be Mati and Nedi, you could take away the Hegdish. Says, so that's Rabbi Yeshua's Svara. Rabbi Yeshua holds that a person could be Shul, take away the Hegdish in the first place. So therefore, now Mishnah, like he says, we're not afraid to make the Kanunya. Because if this person really wants to take the property away from Hegdish, why does he have to go and go so far to give his wife a get and then remarry him? If he wants to get the property back from Hegdish, he could have done a simple thing. He could have just been shoyl al nidroi. He could have said he wanted to be matter the nether. Since he doesn't say that, so to prove that he is not making any trick, but rather he just really means to give his wife a get. That's what you see in the Mishnah. But everybody would hold, Stamazoi, we are afraid you'll make kanunya even against Hegdish by a bari. Now the Mishnah says, Mar says, the same thing that applies if you have an oriv by a ksuba, and then you want to collect the ksuba, so you have to be afraid you're doing it for a trick just to get the money back. So much like this, Moshe Bar Azri, name of a person, Ovo de Kalose, heavy. He was an oriv, he was a guarantor for his daughter-in-law's ksuba. In other words, when his son Mosulsi Rafuna got married, so the Rav Huna's father accepted upon himself that if Rav Huna would ever give a get to his wife, the father would pay the ksuba. Now Rav Huna Brei Sumim Rabbon Hevi, his son Rav Huna was a big time chacham learning, but the Dchikol Emilsi didn't have what teach, is very, very poor. Some Rabbi said like this, Leka Dinosa Veitzu, why doesn't anybody give him advice? And those Rabbi was Abaye went to give Rav Huna advice. The Rav Huna, it told Rav Huna like this, you're very poor, you need money. You know what you should do? The Ligrash Lidvesua. Go and give your wife a get. And you won't have any money to pay the ksuba, so she'll collect the ksuba from your father. The taste for ksubosa meyavua, and let her go and collect the ksuba from your father. For lahadra mahadri, and then you go remarry her. So this is the way you'll get some money. That's what Abaye told Rav Huna. On this, the Gemara says, Omele Rav says back, Ivanan, and now Mishnah says, Yidir Hanotanan. And now Mishnah says, Tamazay, we're afraid of this. And therefore, there's a takono that when you give your wife a get, you have to mamash make a neder, you can't remarry her. So, what is it going to help you to give him the seitz? It won't help. He wants to stay married, doesn't want to give his wife a real get. So, Gemara says, V'yabaye meant to say, Oto kol de megarish v'beidina megarish. Means when you give a get, you don't have to go to Beis Din. I mean to say, give the get in front of two Eidim. And in front of two Eidim, they won't make you make the neder. So once you give the get, now that your wife has the get, she'll go and collect the ksuba from your father. But the Gemara says that what happened really was here, Lissaif, at the end, Igloi Milsa came out, we saw what really happened here was, the Kohen Hevei. Rav Huna was a Kohen. Smell, this was not a good Eitzah to tell Rav Huna to give his wife a get. Because once he gives her a get, he would not be able to remarry again. A Kohen can't marry back a Grusha. But the more still is, so Abaye says, Elamai, what you have to say here is, Basar Aniya Ozla Niyusa. And after the poor goes the poor. Meaning to say, Bazas, he can't help him out. And Echanami, he just can't be helped out. You have to let him. But the more asks some question now. Umiyomer Abaye Hocha, is it true? How could Abaye himself give such advice to Rav Huna to try and jip his father? How could you do that? Omer Abaye himself said, Omer Abaye, Ezeyu Rosh Orim, what's called like a wicked, real wicked Rosha, Zehamasi Eitza, somebody gives advice, Limchor ben Chosim to sell your property, Kavashim ben Gamliel, like Kavashim ben Gamliel. So Rashi says there's a similar type of the case, that's a Gemara Mesech the Ksubis. That if someone like this, if somebody says, I'm a Bishas, but somebody says, if Bishas he dies, that, I want my property to go to you. But V'yachrecha, after you die like that person, the plunge go to somebody else. Now, the Rishon goes down and takes it over. So, what he should do really is just use it, that's all. And when that person dies, it goes to the second one. But let's say the first one sells it to somebody else, that's it. The second guy will never get it. So Shimon ben Levi says that the Sheni doesn't get it. So Abaye says it's not a good thing to do that. You can't tell somebody the first guy, sell it, and mail the second guy won't get it. Because we see, since when the original person that died said over, I want you to have it, and then the next person, so the Chachid is supposed to be Mekayim what he wants, and not to give Eitzes to ruin it. So going here also, he should not give an Eitzah, like that the father should have to pay the Ksuba, was not with Tzarech. It's also called like a Rosha to do this. So my answer is no. My answer is, I'll tell you, the first of all, Bereshan here was different. Here Rafunu was the son of his father, of Moshe Bar Atzri. So here it's a small real that the father really would want to give the money to his son. So therefore, Abaye said this eight to go give your wife a get, meaning to say, if you do it, like for sure your father would want to help you out. Secondly, Fitzumim Rabbonin Shani. Here, since he was a Talmud Chacham, there was a big inyan to see that he should have money. So therefore here, Abaye saw fit that he should give him this Eitzah. It could be because the son was a Sumer Rabbanan, that would be a double swerve why the father would really be Nicha to give the money. So it wasn't really like a Gzeila here, it was just on the way of like be murder the father to help out his son. So therefore he thought this was an appropriate Eitzah, but it came out the Maitre still wasn't so good, because the Maitre of Huna was a Kayin, and if he would have given his wife a get, he could not remarry it. So therefore it's not a good Eitzah. Now the Gemara Stami asked the question. Typically, why don't we ask the question Mechalon Abaya? Typically, the Or of the Ksubos Lei Mishtabit. We have a sugi in Ksubis that when you have to give a Ksuba and somebody says, I guarantee to pay for you, it means nothing. It's some words B'Alma. There's no Din Oriv. It can't be a guarantee on a Ksuba. We'll soon discuss later. Because we say what the person means to say is not that he really means it. He only means to say, let the Shittach go through. He's doing the Shei Mitzvah. You want to get married, you're afraid you may not get your ksuba, I'll take care of it. But he doesn't really mean it, because no money is given out right now. So anyway, Orev is not chal by ksuba. So why should Abaye tell him to give his wife a get? Why would his father have to pay the ksuba? So for instance, I'll tell you over here, maybe kablin heavy. That the father was a kablin, meaning he said over clearly that usually an Orev, the pshat, is a guarantee. First you have to go to the waiver. Go to the person who was given the money, and if he can't pay, then come to me. A kablin means, he speaks out clearly, you don't even have to go to the leiva, but you have a right to come straight to me. That's a stronger type of ariv. And mashma, this is chal even by, iksuba. A kablin maybe yes. So Mora says, depends, it's also machlokes. You say a person is mekabel upon himself that he has a right to go to him. So even in the case when the lever at the beginning had no money for himself, still the kabbalah means it very good. But el leman diyama, but there's a man diyama bovaso that says is le mishtabed le, that if the lever has his own money, like when the malvah lends him, the lever will have some way of paying back. Then the Orev really means to be a guarantee. But lestly, in the case where the Orev, where the Lev himself has no money, lestly, mishtabit, then even a kavan does not really mean it. So according to that, Mandiyama, Michael, name, what can you say over here? Vice is the son of whom didn't have any money at the beginning either. So if so, the father was never really a kavan to accept the chayv to be the guarantee then. So how could Abayev wanted that Rav Huna should give a get to his wife? And then she'll be able to collect the ksuba from his father. The Khuru's father was not mishabed himself. So my answer is like this. He boys and one tells could be maybe that Rav Huna had the lay. That at the time when they got married, Rav Huna had money. And therefore, when the father said he'll be mekabel to be a guarantee, he really meant it. Just now, when it comes later, what happened was Gishtetuf. All his property got ruined, like a marble came and ruined his property. So that's why now he has no money. But at the beginning, he had money, therefore the father was really mishabed himself. The boy said, another tales could be, Abba the Gabba Bray, Shabuti mishabed nafsha. Yes, it's a svara here, that since it's his father that accepted upon himself to be a guarantee for the son, he really meant it. Even though usually an Orav does not mean it by Iksuba, but it could be a new svara, a father is different, he has more das towards the son, he wants the benefit for his son, he really meant to mekabel this chiyuv, that if the son would give a get to his wife, he would really be mechayev himself to pay the ksuba. So that's why Abaye wanted this to happen, just they didn't do it because he was a kohen. And the it, because we're going like this, the Gemara Git, the Gemara Bam Vasrom, that all of the ksuba, if somebody's about to get married, and a third person comes and says, I'll be a guarantee that whenever you give a get to your wife, I'll pay the ksuba, is divri hakol le mishtabit. That means nothing. What the man is not saying anything, he only means the shem mitzvah that she got married and don't worry about it, but it does not really mean to mishab himself, because no money was given over. Usually the pshat is, when somebody wants to borrow money, so the malva is afraid to lend over the money, unless the leva gets a guarantee. So there the guarantee really means it, because the malva is giving away money because of him. There he really means it. There, b'shat are getting married, they're not giving over any money, there's no ksuba right now. Say we say the Orv did not really mean it, therefore it's not Meshabit. The Baal Choyv, let's say where somebody's lending money, and then the Malva says, well, I'll only give you the money to the Leiva if you get me a guarantee, then the Rihako Meshabit, and everybody holds, Takar Rizchal. No, he's Kablan. Hey, it's Kablan, you're Kablan. Where the guy says, you can come back to me first, even without going to the Leiva first, then everybody holds by Baal Choyv Rizchal. Or if the Baal Choyv, let's say regular guarantee, meaning to say, first go to the Leivin. If he doesn't have, then come to me. Or else the Kablam Iksuba, a person says, you go straight to me. By Iksuba, please hear to Machlaikis. The Nikola Mandiyam, as some still say, only if Lo Nichsa the Leivin Mishtabit, only if the Leivin has the Chosim, then the Orev really means or the Kablam. But less than the Leivin doesn't have anything, or the Baal doesn't have any money, then Le Mishtabit. That even though he's a Kabbalah or an Orev, he's not Mishabit himself. The Yikah, but he was a Mandiyama, no. The Yikah, a Mandiyama that says, Afagav the Lesley, even though the Leiv himself doesn't have any money, but still Mishabda. Still the Orev really means it to Mishabit himself. Because since Lamaisa, the Malv is giving away the money to the Leiv because of the Orev, because of the guarantee, so when he sees that happens, he really means it, he's Mishabit himself. The word says, Yikah, so what's the Maskon, what's the Loch over here? The Yichosa, the Kulu, the Lach of all these cases are Afagav the Lesley, Nami Mishtabit, even though the Leiva does not have any money, still the Orev really means it to Mishabit himself. Levar excluding Mayor of the Ksuba. Only if you're a guarantor for Ksuba, there we say do not mean it. Why? The Afagav the Yisley, even in a case where the Leiva or where the Baal has money, still the Orev do not mean it. Why? Le Mishtabit. My time, what's the reason? Mitzvah kovet. When I say I'll be a guarantee, I only mean to make the shidduch go through that she gets married. I'm only mean to do the shei mitzvah. But lemidi chasrei. But no money is being lost because of me. Like right now, there's no money given over b'shach to get married. So therefore, the leiver does not really mean it, and therefore he's not meshavet himself. The Gemara says, who garba, there was a person, tizavnina lenichsei. He sold all his property. And now the Kogir shall be sue, and now he gives his wife a get. And the question is, he doesn't have the money to pay the ksuba, so she has a right to collect from the lekucha, she can go get the money back. So again, are we afraid here for Kanunya to say that maybe the husband's only doing this to get back the property, and after she gets back the property, he'll remarry her? So are we afraid here also or not? Like in our Mishnah, where we have to make a neder not to do this, not to remarry her. Shoshochu Rav Yosef read the Rav Lekayim and the Rav Papa. What's going to be the luck in this case? Like Orev Tanan, the luck is about Orev we learned already. Hegdish also Tanan now Mishnah. Lekayach Ma, what's going to be with the husband just sells all his property? What's going to be the luck over here? Do we have to, before he gives a get, we have to make a neder not to remarry you? Somele, he says back, yes. Tono ki ruchlo, nechshav and ezel, like the Tanan, like a roich, like a person that goes around saying over every single case. The time it says the case in one or two cases, and for that we understand the swear applies all over. Even here where the husband sells his property, also, if he gives his wife a get now, we'll have to make a neder that he won't be able to remarry you back again. But Nahador Yami, in Nahador they said no. The Tanan Tanan, wherever we learned. But the Loy Tanan, this case of Moicher, we didn't learn, and therefore it doesn't apply. And Amram Mishashi explains now, Rav Mishashi says, my time with the Nadoi, what's the reason of Nadoi? What should be the difference if you sell your property or not, or the other case of Makdashit? Is it like this? Yes, there's a big difference. Bishleim Hegdish, when you Makdash your property, Mishim Reyach to Hegdish, because there's a gain for Hegdish. Therefore, I mean, we want Hegdish to keep the money, so we're afraid you'll take away the money from Hegdish. Therefore, we make you make a nebi, you're not going to remarry your wife. Or Rav Nami, mitzvu diyavid, flav midi chasrei. Or Rav also is doing a mitzvah right now, so we don't want the Orav to lose out any money. So therefore, later, before the Orav has to pay you off, we have to make sure the person's not doing this for a trick. Elu lakeach, but the person that bought the property off the husband, michti, let's see. Maybe you're supposed to know the chol chad v'chad iko la'iksuba. Like, you bought it off somebody that's married. So you have to know that it's possible maybe the man will give his wife a get, and there'll be a ksuba involved. And so, on my name's of an Isman, how come you went and bought this property? Like, you should have known, iyuhu di yasra nashay. This you should have thought about and known yourself. That it's possible that the man will give his wife a get, and maybe he doesn't have any other money, and she'll come and collect the ksuba from your property. But since you should have realized this before you bought the property, here we don't go and make the husband make nedorim, but rather we let her collect the property. Because we say a little bit, the person should have thought about this himself. Should have been ihu di asra nafshei. Yeah. Right, now the Mishnah says, hamakdish nechosef, somebody's makdish all his property, voice all of ksubasisha. He has a point of ksubasisha. Rashi says means shekodmu gerishin lehegdish. Here's a little bit different. Here the husband already gave his wife a get first, and then he's makdish all his property. So now there's no kanunya, because at the time when he's makdish it, we know right now it's not chal for the amount of the ksuba, because he has the chiv ksuba upon him already. So his makdish chosvos lo ksubasisha. Or else about chayv, before he's makdish he owes somebody money. So we know whatever is makdish is only what's more than the chayv and more than the ksuba. See, the loch is ein ish yechel ligvos ksubosim and hegdish. Even though the mikra din midirayts alike, the money of the ksuba is not hegdish altogether, still the wife cannot stam come to hegdish and take away the property. Tzgzerim midirabonin, we don't want people to think stam can take away property from hegdish. The same thing b'loy b'chayv is chayvoy. The Baal Chayv that wants to come and collect his money, even though midiraisa, that amount of money is not chal hegdish, still midirabonim, they can't stop take it away from hegdish. Elo ha-poida poida, but rather you have to go redeem it first. It should look like you're doing a ma'aseh b'diyah. And you poida with the amanas, litan li'isha, amanas to give it to isha for ksubasa, or the Baal Chayv is chayvay. You do have to poida it, not with a lot of money. Rashi says, b'zoil, you poida with the dinner, that's all the small amount of money, just to make it look as if you're first redeeming it. What's going to be though? Higdish tishimon. Let's say you were makdish $90. That's all you had. For yechayve meyemona, and you owe somebody $100. So really, what comes out right now, the higdish really is not chal at all. But still, midrabanan though we say, and moisef oy dinner, that the malva should lend another dinner to the loiva, upoydes and achasem elu. And again, the loiva has to come, like, redeem the property from Hegdish. Amnas litan l'isha ksubosim l'bachoy v'schoyvay. Amnas to give the money back to the isha for ksubam l'bachoy for the choyvay. Even the Hilakur is a bigger Hegdish, because Hilakur would know Hegdish is chal at all. Because all the money is meshubit for the choyv. Still, we want it to be a pidyon to make it look like this, you're being prayed with first. Samura says, lomali l'meimu, what does the Mishnah have to say, ha poida poida? What do you have to say? You have to redeem it altogether for him. Where it's the Mishun der Bavua. Do you have a Bavua? Shlo yomru hegdish yotza bloy pidyon. Like really, midiraisi, you shouldn't have to have a pidyon altogether. Because it was not hegdish what you owe. But midirabonim, though, we don't want people to come and think it could be poiderit without, you could take away from it the job being poiderit. Another one says, Maslis, now Mishnah that says, even when you makdish $90 and you owe $100, that still you have to be poiderit, is the loy kar shum gamliel. Why? The time you learned, let's say the chayv was $100, and you'll be makdish now $100. Then the locher is poida. Then you have to be poida it. But v'yimlav, let's say like here, the hegdish was less than the chayv is more than the hegdish, is ain't a poida, then you have no right to be poida back with sheep. Ain't a poida. So Rashi says, the case where the choyv was more than hegdish, so lava died to talk, you didn't lend the money, I'm not taking it back from hegdish. Hilka can't collect from hegdish altogether. Like, since here, you was only makdish $90, and he lent you $100, so But since the chayiv is more than Hegdish, he never had that to collect the money from Hegdish altogether. So therefore, he can't take anything back from Hegdish. But the Gemara says, of Rabbanan, our Mishnah says he could. Rabbanan ad kamo, Rabbanan ad Yeshua, Om Rosh Hashanah Palga. Rashi says, even till half the amount. But let's say you will makdish $40 and the chayiv was $100, then also then we say you don't have in mind to collect from Hegdish, and therefore if you want to go be poyder it, you'll have to pay the whole be poyder it b'shaviv the way it's worth. So only svara like if the halvor was like equal to the Hegdish, or at least only halfway, then we say you zicha had in mind to take back the Hegdish, therefore the Hegdish was not chal. But once the Hegdish was way less, even less than half of the chayiv, then we say it's not chal the Hegdish. Then we say the Hegdish is a regular Hegdish, and you can't collect from it at all. Now the Mishnah says, Afal pi shom, even though it was said, chayiv erechim mashkin anoysan, that we have before in the Mishnah case where you don't pay up your erechim, you take your time. So Bezdin comes down and forces you and takes away your mashkin from you, with mashkin anoysay. The Rocher is though, Noisim Lai Mazin Shleishim Yoyim. We will let you hold on to yourself the food you need for 30 days that we don't take away from you. The Givu Noah will force you to pay up the Nashkin to pay up, but we won't take away from you food for 30 days. That much we'll let you have. Alright, turn over, continue on the other side.